This is WPSU News. I'm Ann Danahy. State College police are trying to determine the motive behind a shooting that left three victims and the shooter dead Thursday night. The incident began at P.J. Harrigan's bar in State College. The shooter, 21-year-old Jordan Whitmer, had been at the bar with Nicole Abrino since about 8:30 p.m. According to police, around 10:15 p.m., Whitmer shot Abrino, Dean Beachy, and his son, Stephen. Police said Dean Beachy was shot in the head and died at the scene. Stephen Beachy was life-flighted to a hospital but died from injuries. Abrino was taken to a Pittsburgh area hospital. Police Chief John Gardner said during a press conference that Whitmer got up from his bar seat and walked to the other side of the bar where the Beachys were sitting.
We are still trying to determine what led Whitmer to pull out a handgun and begin shooting.
After shooting the three people, Whitmer reportedly fled the bar. He drove down a nearby road where he crashed his vehicle, then fled again. Gardner said that after that, Whitmer shot the sliding glass door of a home and broke in. He then shot 83-year-old George McCormick in the head, killing him. Police said Whitmer had no ties to McCormick and his wife, who was not hurt. Police are investigating whether Whitmer had drugs or alcohol in his system. He had no known criminal record. District Attorney Bernie Cantorna said this type of incident is unheard of in the area.
I don't think anyone can recall a multiple death shooting like this, let alone in public, and something so random. But to have this many fatalities, I think, is something we've never experienced.
Whitmer used a small caliber, semi-automatic gun. He had a license to carry the weapon. A Bellefonte resident, he was either on active duty with the military or had just left, according to police. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.